last week, we promised this show. We did a show on beef stock fasting or stock fasting, all its benefits, and you know, even some of the benefits of just drinking stock, right?
Mm-hmm.
We promised part two, which is focused on whey water. What is whey water? The benefits of whey water, and also really how we utilize whey water in fasting. And Meredith, we can't say we came up with this. There's nothing new under the sun. This is ancient healing at its finest. For thousands of years, whey water has been used, even at the finest healing spas around the world, through Greek cultures and in many others. Whey water has been used to bring people back to health. Matter of fact, Hippocrates himself, the father of medicine, nicknamed it healing water. Yeah. So there's something there. If we combine that with a fast, I'll tell you what, we might have something, and we sure do. So
I think so too. Yeah, it is. It is amazing.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. And you're not going to make whey water. Although you did ask me when we were talking about the show, Dr. Bump, have you ever tried to make whey water? And I laughed, of course. I'm like, you know, I barely make the stock, and you're asking me if I make whey water. So just that question, Meredith, let me ask you a question. What the heck is whey water? Because you were going to make it. How do you make whey water?
Well, and I've not made it, so I've thought about it. Haven't gotten there yet, but we have such a great product that we use, which we'll tell you guys about later, that you know, you don't really need to make it, but it's a great thing if you can. And if you're a cheese maker, then that really makes things easier, because basically whey water is a byproduct of the cheese making process. Mm-hmm. So when you're making the cheese, there's a natural separation that occurs between the cheese globs and the liquid that separates from it. So, and whey water is actually that liquid that is a byproduct of the cheese making process.
Yeah. Well, I probably the question I get most often is, oh, well, I have whey protein. Can I use that? It's not whey protein. it's not. It is that liquid that runs off when they make the cheese. And it's this gold liquid filled with all types of minerals. And there are amino acids in it. However, there's really not much registered protein. You know, there's not even a full gram necessarily. It depends probably on the batch of how much protein is in it. But point is, it's not whey protein. It's whey water. And, you know, totally different in its nutrient qualities, bacteria qualities, and everything.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you've said, too, that it has, whey water specifically has a pretty profound effect on our detox pathways. So can you talk a little bit about that and why that's important, especially when we're using it for fasting?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why it makes the perfect food to fast on, because, you know, it really does have a profound effect on the downstream detox pathways. When we look at what true cellular detox is, if you've read the article or you haven't read the article, please do so. Episode 76, that one was. But when we look at fasting or true cellular fasting, true cellular detox, that one of the components is opening up pathways, downstream detox pathways. And whey water does that because it has a profound effect on the liver, the kidneys, and the gut. I mean, that is, some say that's why it earned its name healing water, because of its effect on the liver, the kidneys, and the gut. I believe it was for another reason. I think it was its effect on the cell, which I always say you still have to open up cellular pathways, not just downstream detox pathways, right? A component, that's another component of true cellular detox. What real detox is getting the cell to function. Well, it has whey water. Has the perfect ratio of sodium and potassium. As a matter of fact, it matches what the cell is. It's this 4-to-1 ratio. And the thing about it is, and we're not talking fats here, by the way. We just so happens we're talking about sodium and potassium. And when you match that ratio, it starts to get the cell membrane. It almost electrifies the cell membrane and charges the cell membrane. And therefore, the cell membrane can be more fluid and therefore move the stuff in and out that needs the good stuff in, the bad stuff out. So when we get that ratio right, the cell can start to detox much better. So it opens up cellular pathways. It opens up downstream pathways. And also one of the challenges, you know, I've talked about in the past with water fasting, which you know, I love water fasting. It's biblical. That's where I learned my, you know, my heart for fasting is years in my training in water fasting. And one of the things, the problem is that when people doing water fasting, especially people who are very sick and challenged, they can become electrolyte depleted and they get very weak, very fatigued, and they have to stop the fast or give electrolytes. Well, this does it for you. It has that perfect electrolyte balance within one product, even better than coconut water. Some people like coconut water, you know, to work out. Well, it's even better than coconut water because the sugar component, the carbohydrate component is lactose, and which we'll talk about because people are like, oh, I can't drink it now. Well, the lactose helps deliver the glucose right into the cell and pull those nutrients into the cell better than any other type of carbohydrate or sugar.
Now, if someone had dairy allergies, say, would they be able to, you know, process this whey water, do you think, in the right way to get the benefits?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because this doesn't come from the average cow. It comes from a friend of ours, Jordan Rubin, his farm, 9,000 acres of pristine land, never been sprayed. And they raise these cows in an ancient way. So that it comes from an ancient cow that doesn't have a protein that those who are allergic to dairy, this is the protein. Everyone's heard of gluten. And if you're allergic to that protein, you don't feel well. Well, this protein is very similar to gluten. As a matter of fact, many feel more toxic than gluten. It's a chain of protein, and what happens is beta A1 casein is the protein. Now, casein allergy, I have this allergy. Well, it's the beta A1, which comes from a modern cow that they've genetically altered, just like gluten. People weren't allergic to gluten, you know, in the 60s, in early 70s. It's when they changed it. That's when, you know, they denatured that protein that humans start reacting to it. Well, the same with cows. We did this. We've got cows. We genetically altered them to get them to produce more milk. It worked. Cows could produce tenfold the volume. Problem is this new genetic cow produces this BCM7 is the protein, or this beta A1 casein, as it's better known as, the beta A1 casein, and that's what people are reacting to. Ancient cows have a protein called beta A2. So that's the difference. So that whey water that you could hold up there, that is beta A2. So people who are allergic to casein can take in this product. Now, I will say this. If you have a lactose intolerance, you still will react. Lactose is missing in a lot of people because in an inflamed gut, if I could just show this, so people that have all this inflammation on the inside of their intestines, all this inflammation and outpouchings, a lot of the lactose enzyme get cut down in there. We keep enough lactose enzyme in our intestines there for as soon as lactose hits, and other enzymes as well, not just enzyme to break down lactose, which is more known as lactase, but these enzymes are in there ready, and we don't have to produce. You know, when it gets stimulated, your body will start to produce more and release more. However, that what's in there gives you that first digestion or the breakdown of the lactose. But when you have a lot of these outpouchings and inflammation, that's not being able to be used because it's sitting too far down and it doesn't get up. You know, it's like having shag carpet and it's lost in the carpet. You know, you drop some salt on the floor. It's like, well, on your hard kitchen floor, you can see it. But, you know, in the shag, it kind of goes away. So I don't know if that's a good analogy or not. But the point is that, you know, that's really with the lactose enzyme. So, yeah, many people can take some lactose, lactase, and it helps them break down, and then they have no problem. A sign of that, Meredith, is when people start drinking and they get a lot of bloating that continues beyond a day or two. Sometimes the first day of the fast, people get just bloating because there's some die-off, and that's very common. But they push through it. And sometimes even their lactase kind of rises up again, you know, in the beginning if they haven't had it in a while. Mm-hmm. So, but take an enzyme. You can buy an enzyme lactase in just about any health food store.
Mm-hmm. And we have a product called Z-Gluten too, which helps with the absorption and digestion of gluten and casein protein. So that's a product too you could take along, you know, with the Swero Gold if you were having issues with digesting the dairy. So
yeah, you wouldn't have a problem with the casein in there, you know, because it's beta A2, but it also has the enzyme. It also helps break down lactose, and that would be, you know, where you have a problem. So if you're with cheese, you know, or cream, cheese, most cheese doesn't have lactose. So you're just like, oh, I'm not allergic to lactose then. But there's many people watching this that have a dairy intolerance, and it's the, that's a different, doesn't matter. Cheese, any cheese, and you know, dairy, they're reacting to the casein, but in this case they won't because it's beta A2, not beta A1. And it is from 100% grass-fed cows, of course, grass-finished, meaning many people say, our cows are 100% grass-fed, or they say they're grass-fed. Oh, but we finish it on grain. yeah, I mean, okay, so that's, you have to ask that question always.
Yeah, big difference in this product. And could you still get a benefit if you drank whey water from A1 cows and not A2 cows, or is it really not worth it?
Well, look, I mean, people that have don't have leaky gut, I would put it in the same category as gluten. You know, when I was sick, I could never eat gluten. It would, you know, it would ruin me. I can eat gluten now. Well, what's the difference? My gut's tight, right? It's like, so those proteins aren't crossing across the gut. And it's been normal for long enough now that my body doesn't make antibodies against it or have enough antibodies. So even if some did leak across, I wouldn't react. But, you know, that's, if, you know, you're one of those people who do have leaky gut, then this chain, this BCM7 chain of amino acids, is going to go across the gut. And yes, you're going to make antibodies, you know, to it if you drank a beta A1 casein. So, but, you know, again, if you don't react to casein, you don't have an immune reaction to it. Yeah, whey water from beta A1 would most likely be fine for you. Although there's studies, many studies that show, I think the study was from France, there's probably others, but showing that this beta A1 casein is causing diabetes and other health problems. Well, of course, we know gluten can do the same. I mean, it creates inflammation, you know, so that's why, look, you know, I really want to do a show, Meredith, and I think actually next week I have it tagged for, of the five most allergy-causing foods. And I want to have a discussion on how we got there, right? I mean, wait a minute. When we were kids, I don't remember anybody having a peanut allergy. I don't remember anyone having a dairy allergy as we're talking about that. What's going on? We're going to discuss that next week, the five most allergy-causing foods that, look, most people don't need an expensive test to find out. If you're going to be allergic to it, it's probably one of these foods. There's a reason for that. You're going to have to tune in next week, and you're going to have to tune in next week to find out what you can do about it, right? So it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, that's such a hot topic, and that is going to be great. So looking forward to that. But just to back up a little bit too, I was thinking, since you were talking about leaky gut and the benefits of Swero Gold for leaky gut, how does it compare to bone broth fasting, like we talked about last week, as far as who should do a bone broth fast versus who should do a Swero Gold fast, and what's the difference, and who's it for, and the benefits, and maybe some of the conditions that each, you know, different fast could impact positively as well?
Well, you know, I love doing either one of these fast before I enter into detox. So if you look at, if you read article, True Cellular Detox, episode 76, and we wrote a whole article on it. If you put in True Cellular Detox in the article search on the website, you'll find it. But I talk about this preparatory phase. I said in True Detox, there's a prep phase, body phase, brain phase. In this preparatory phase, I love doing either one of these fasts, the stock fast or the whey water fast. So I think you asked a great question. You know, how do we determine? Well, look, you know, last week we talked about the benefits of the stock fasting. Is one of the benefits is it starves down all bacteria. And I gave this analogy. I said, look, sometimes we can just give bacteria, and, you know, I used this hand last time. Let's keep it consistent. So let's say we have a lot of bad guys and we have a lot of digestive issues because of it. We can just give more good guys and we feel better. and it can even knock down the bad guys, right? But in really severe cases, let's do this. We have a lot of bad guys. We need to starve down all bacteria and then re-inoculate with good. And that's the only way to really help that dysbiosis. So in this case, you know, with whey water, we're actually able, it offers good, very unique bacteria. So we're really fasting for 4 days, putting all these new guys in, and then we're still re-inoculating. So it's just a different method. But let's look at some other factors. Stock offers the type 2 collagen, which works amazing for healing the gut and those cells. Whey water doesn't have type 2 collagen, but whey water has this effect on the liver, the kidneys, and the gut in a different way. You know, it's very absorbable amino acids. You know, and that lactose helps those amino acids go right into the cells. You know, so we're getting a preparatory phase differently, that it has that effect on the liver, the kidneys, and also what it does at the cell. I talked about the electrolyte, sodium, potassium, and how it sets up that charge of the cell membrane. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it has a bacterial component. So the whey water has those advantages. Oftentimes, I have people do one, few months later, or next month do another, and then another. So, you know, sometimes we use fasting along the way to keep those pathways open as we're detoxing, not just in the preparatory phase. So, you know, I think having these two amazing ancient healing tools is just, it's a component to healing that, you know, hey, I wish I could say I came up with it, but, you know, it really works. I mean, it's, you know, whey water is magical. It really is amazing to watch how people do. And I'll tell you this, Meredith, whey water, here's one of the benefits. It's easier. 4 days of whey water is much easier. Most people can work and they still have plenty of energy, you know, because there is a carbohydrate component to it. You know, so, you know, they could, I even have people exercise during that time. And I don't recommend exercise necessarily at all during any fast, but people do. And, you know, that's how much better they feel. So it is an easier fast because the energy component is much easier. You have more electrolyte balance. And, you know, so there's less things when you're starving down all bacteria, you get more die off, you know, so you get more headaches and things like that on the stock fasting. But with this one, you're adding bacteria, you're adding energy, you're charging yourself. So absolutely an easier fast. My 12-year-old, there's a video out there, my Daniel, who is turning 18, he's 17 now, and he was 12 years old, and he just did his, I think he was day 3 or something of his whey water fast. He did it. My daughter's done it. My wife's done so many, I can't count. Of course, I've done them. But anyway, so it's a fun fast.
It is. It is the first one that I did myself when I started working with you guys. It's been about a year and a half now. And I wanted to just try to ease in with the whey water as well before doing the bone stock fast. And I did the 4-day whey water fast, and that was last March. And it was amazing. Really just felt profound benefits on my health. It really was, it felt like a very spiritual time for me as well. I hadn't really properly fasted in the past, so to do it in the right way with this, you know, amazing whey water, I felt the probiotic benefits in my gut, and just mental clarity and more actually energy. And a lot of people think, oh, you know, if you're fasting you won't have any energy. I actually, after about day 2 into day 3, I got so much energy and a lot of mental clarity, and just really, really found some profound benefits from the fast, both physically and mentally and spiritually. So it is something that really anybody can do, any age, really.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, I like to do it for at least 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, the first day is a rough day with any fast. Your body's adjusting its glucose and energy reserves. You know, healthy people day 2 feel amazing, right? I mean, unhealthy people still feel a little down on day 2. By day 3, they feel better. Your body goes into this protein sparing mode and, you know, stuff happens. We don't want to just stop the fast there. We want to take those healing benefits a whole nother day. And that's what day 4 is about. And then day 5, we want to re-inoculate. I talked about that with the beef stock. It's really important to re-inoculate after a beef stock because you starve down all bacteria. And then we re-inoculate with fermented foods. And this, the people who make the whey water, make a product called a Mossy, which is a it's a high powered kefir. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it. Loaded with tons of unique bacteria. That's great. The their cheese, that company makes an amazing cheese. It's loaded with very unique bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fermented vegetables, you know, and then you can bring in some probiotics. You know, we carry some unique strains of probiotic. But again, from the fermented foods, you get a lot of unique, trillions of unique bacteria that you wouldn't get from a pill. But we bring that in day five. And we never want to jump into just eating meat and things like that because your digestive enzymes are low. So we want to start with very soft vegetables, fermented foods, some avocado. I love pouring a little olive oil avocado, putting some sauerkraut fermented vegetables on the avocado. Maybe some of the smoothies. That's a great way to break these fast. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's day five. Day six, you know, people can bring in small amounts of meat where they, you know, just kind of just, you know, little bits at a time. Because, again, we just revving up our digestion a little bit better. You have to be careful of eating raw vegetables too fast. They're actually harder to break down than some lightly steamed vegetables. So, you know, that's better to do on day five and day six. But always break a fast very slowly. If you jump into your regular diet, you're going to regret it. Your digestive system has been taking a break. By the way, that's a big part of the healing in any fast, is you're resting your GI. Healing is occurring. You're not hitting it with food after food after food, making it work. The reason you have so much energy, people, we don't realize how much energy it takes to assimilate food. After digestion's gone, your body's going and taking that food, processing it through your liver, doing everything that it can, going through the Krebs cycle, glycolysis, I mean, ATP, all the, I mean, think about that. If you would watch what a piece of food does from the moment of digestion, what your body has to do, it's tremendous amounts of energy. So therefore, biblically, when it would say, you know, fasting and eating and how it would heal people spiritually and emotionally, and of course we know physically, it's about the focus that you have. When you're not eating, you wouldn't believe how much time that you give to thought.
So much time.
Yeah, how food and the preparation of food. I mean, it's one of the pleasures of life, no doubt. But when it's gone, it's like, you know, it's amazing. I mean, and so in this fast, yes, read, you know, meditate on scripture, meditate, whatever you do in that time. I'm telling you, you will benefit, not just physically, but you will benefit spiritually and emotionally in all kinds of ways. Because the Bible tells us so.
Amen. Yeah. And do you ever incorporate the whey water with intermittent fasting?
Mm. Yeah, you can easily intermittent fast. David Arsarna, who many of you, you know, this is one of his favorite things. He takes the whey water, he intermittent fasts daily. So maybe, you know, in his lunch meal, one or two in the afternoon, his first meal is that whey water, and he puts chia seeds in it. And so he puts a little extra whey protein, like the whey cool or, you know, one of the proteins we have, maybe Metabo Shake. I mean, we have a few. Yeah. So anyways, he puts that in and he puts the chia seeds and that's his first meal and he shakes it up and you'll see all these little things floating around. So yeah, that's David's first meal. I think that's great. I think it's a great meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great lunch and easy on the go and you get all the benefits. So now I was thinking too, do you ever combine the whey water fasting and the bone stock fasting? And is that possible? Is that something if you wanted to do a longer fast to get the benefits of both? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. Sometimes we start one, like we'll start a bone stock fast and then people look, you know, longer fasts are better oftentimes, right? So they'll do 4 days of the bone stock and then they'll go on for another 6 days and they'll do just the whey water. So they pick up the benefits of the stock fasting and then they pick up the benefits of the whey water. So there's a combined fast, you know, which oftentimes we do for more sick and, you know, challenged clients that, you know, that just need more healing. So yeah, we, you know, that's a great combination mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool. And what would be kind of the longest you would typically, as far as the fast, use for someone that maybe wanted to combine them, just for those watching that might want to try this at home?
Well, I mean, I've had people go far over a month You know, back in the day, I've had people go longer than a month just on water fast. So, I mean, people are like, really? Absolutely. You can go a long time without food. Water, you're about 3 or 4 days. But yeah, we don't want to do that. But, you know, the point is that, yeah, I mean, on these fasts, some people go longer. But, you know, I mean, if you set out a goal for 4 days, you might want to go 10. If you made 10, you might want to go 14. You know, and people feel better. You know, I always say, how do you know when to end the fast? This is probably more accurate in the sense of a water fast. And then I would say a broth fast, a stock fast, and then I would say a whey water fast. But your body starts to get hungry. When true hunger hits, there's a difference of appetite, smelling food and going, oh God, that looks so good, in that deep-rooted hunger that you get. And most of us do not know what that really feels like, because thank God, most of us truly haven't experienced hunger. But when the body, it knows when to eat. I've had many very sick, challenged patients who were so intolerant and allergic to every food that literally they could not eat. And when it came down to three, I'm reacting to every food, it's time to water fast. And it could be weeks, days, and then all of a sudden the body starts eating. The gentleman, Cameron, who's probably watching, you know, he was forced into a fast not knowing that, oh, okay, this is a water fast. You know, he just couldn't eat. He couldn't even drink water, the poor guy, as he explained in his testimony on one of these shows. You know, and he went days without food. I think it was like 12 days, and, you know, believe it or not, I think went 4 or 5 days without water. I mean, literally, he was reacting to water. But, you know, the fact is that the body knows what to do, and the body knows when to eat again too. And so, but on these fasts, of course, you know, we are getting some nutrients, and it's much longer that we would have to, you know, not eat, because you're getting these nutrients and electrolyte balance.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about some of the common conditions for the gut we talked about last week too, specifically leaky gut and SIBO. Which condition would benefit more from a whey water fast versus a bone broth fast? And maybe talk about some other gut conditions too, IBS, Crohn's, colitis. Is there a preference for a fast?
Well, for sure SIBO is a stock fast, because we want to starve this small intestinal bacteria, overgrowth of these bacteria, meaning even good guys, they get too many in the upper intestines, right? So you get a dysbiosis, and we want to starve those down. So for sure that. And many people have that. And folks, if you're listening to this, we talked probably more about that last week. But if you get bloating after almost everything you eat, even healthy food, yes, it could be an intolerance, but it also could be SIBO, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. So, you know, that is, in fact, a possibility. Now, you mentioned some of the other conditions there. You know, look, you know, everybody will benefit with an inflamed gut, whether it's an irritable gut, whether it's Crohn's, colitis. I think that we have to look at it this way. I think a combination may be the best thing. Do they react to lactose or not? I mean, these are the questions we ask. Do we want to starve down all bacteria and then re-inoculate? Is this person going to do better just from an energy standpoint with a whey water fast first? So I think we look at the individual and we decide, you know, what's going to be best for them at that time. Some people just do better on the whey water fast first because they have that little bit of energy component, and, you know, they simply just feel better. So, you know, that's, you know, really what we look at. No matter what, inflammatory gut conditions are going to do well with fasting. No matter what, whether it's water, whey, or stock, they're going to do better. So it's a matter of assessing the individual.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever start with a water fast and then switch over into a whey water or bone broth fast?
Yeah, I mean, I have, you know, because they need the electrolytes. So starting, you know, with a water fast. My wife, she years ago water fasted for 12 or 13 days. Wow. That was probably right in between. So I typically say it was 13 days. But, you know, it was amazing to watch, because, you know, she did it. She was diagnosed with, she is so particular about the details of this story that I fear even saying it, honest to God. I'm going to get yelled at. But it was, she had a colposcopy done. It was she did a pap smear. It was abnormal. They put her to stage 3, which is like borderline cancer, you know, cancer borderline. And she wasn't going to do their treatment. She didn't want to get them, you know, what they had to offer. So, and then she just fasted. And she did so with just with water. And, you know, I remember, you know, that process so well, and just the, you know, how the healing went. And that's back when I was learning a lot about fasting and doing a lot of water fasting. Fast forward, her doctors were like, it's gone. Don't know what you did, but it's gone. So wow. Amazing stuff happens in water fasting. I mean, it really does. I mean, I always say animals do it instinctively, which they do to heal. Humans, we have to be taught. But, you know, again, there's nothing new under the sun. For thousands of years, people have utilized water fasting to heal. And oftentimes we're forced into it. The body, when we're sick, does not want to eat. It's purging. You know, even during the flu, right? You know, we don't want to eat. Our body's purposely fasting, saying, I need this energy, not to digest food. I need this energy to heal with. You know, so we're getting, you know, some benefits. Intermittent fasting, where we're still taking in some calories, and we say, you know, under 1,000 somewhere, typically a day, would qualify. You know, when we're still resting the digestion by just taking in these very new, you know, electrolyte, nutrient, more dense foods or liquids, I should say, you know, that really is still resting the gut, and you still get this growth hormone rise that occurs in fasting, where the body is literally. I was just reading probably 2 or 3 days ago, and it was talking about when they fasted, people, humans and animals, they see this drop in white blood cells. So people would say, oh, the immune system's getting lower, and they couldn't figure out why. People with cancer and were on chemo, they did better in the fasting mode. Well, what they found was, is that during the fast, that the drop in white blood cells, it would stimulate stem cells. And the stimulation of stem cells is why they had such a positive effect, you know, for the people in chemo, et cetera, and cancer. So it was a neat article saying fasting stimulates stem cells, and you know, and it's proven. So, you know, it was, the more they study fasting states, the more they realize the healing benefits, and I think it will just continue.
Mm-hmm. And what did fasting states, especially I was thinking just with water and with the bone broth, put your body into a ketotic state? So maybe that's where the benefits are being realized?
Yes. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think that can be a part of it too, because, you know, we know that when you're fasting, your body starts to rely, you know, typically on day 3, when with zero food, the body starts to really rely on its fat stores. And it's starting to produce ketones. And we've discussed the benefits of that, that ketones, fat burns much cleaner than sugar. And yeah, so you're picking up those benefits too. I'm looking at the article, and it says, scientists discover that fasting triggers stem cell regeneration and fights cancer. So that's their article. I'm just reading the article here. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty amazing. It said, we could not predict that prolonged fasting would have such a remarkable effect in promoting stem cell-based regeneration of the hepatic system. It says, when you starve, the system tries to save energy. There you go. And one of the things that it can do to save energy is to recycle a lot of the immune cells that are not needed. So literally, that's why they saw the white blood cells drop, because the body starts you know, taking the ones that it doesn't need and getting rid of them, especially those that may be damaged. So amazingly, what they found is that the immune system is so intelligent, or the body's in, that literally it started getting rid of all the damaged cells, the bad cells first. And that, again, that's why they note that drop. It says, when we started noticing in both our human work and animal work, is that the white blood cell count goes down with prolonged fasting. Then when you refeed, the blood cells come back, and they talk about that. And chemotherapy causes significant collateral damage to the immune system. The results of this study suggested that fasting may mitigate some of the harmful effects of chemo as well. So I mean, just pretty amazing stuff that, you know, we find with fasting. So there you go.
It's amazing. And it can just impact everything, and even cancer, something that is just so, so rampant these days, that that fasting, something so simple, could have such a profound impact, is just really, really exciting. So
No doubt. So, I mean, you see that. I mean, when they tested that with humans, you know, and animals, they see the same response. You know, I've always said what I've watched with, you know, putting someone on a fast, you know, and back in my days of water fasting, people, what happens is the body is so intelligent that it will literally eat the bad tissue first. Just like the scientist that was writing that article stated, right? It will eat the bad tissue first. It's that smart. It will take your damaged proteins, damaged cells, and it will start to eat those up first because it's conserving. It's in that survival mode. Same thing, like in ketosis, it's that survival diet variation. We're taking the benefit of when the body thinks something's happening and it does these amazing things that we probably haven't even discovered most of them, right? That's why I love ancient healing, right? We just know it works. We don't know all the details, but it starts to eat this bad tissue. So people that have tumors, you know, this is thousands of years, they know this, that when you start fasting them, it won't eat all of its muscle. These people don't even lose muscle. And typically they don't even lose fat first. It'll shrink these tumors because the body starts eating these bad tissues. You know, then it goes after bad proteins and bad fats and, you know, and all the toxins. It will literally eat out the toxins. So yeah, I mean, these types of things, you know, fasting is a type of cleanse in the sense that the body eats up the toxic crap in your body, and mostly bad cells, just as that study just said. So, you know, I mean, it really just saves its energy by eating bad stuff. That's pretty neat that the body is that intelligent to eat the bad versus the good. I think it's amazing.
It is amazing. And it connects with our number one too, remove the source. Once we take those, you know, toxins out of our life and take away that toxic food that we're eating too, then we let the body heal. And it does such an amazing job. It is just, it's so profound. It is so cool.
Yeah. Well, how do they get that whey water there? Because I'm sure most people aren't going to have a beta A2 cow.
Right.
Well, so, even if they did, they're not going to be making this whey water through the process of making cheese. So,
right. So the whey water that we love to use and we fast on is called Suero Gold. So it's right here. It's from a company called Beyond Organic. And we are happy to help you get that. So so if you're interested, you can call our office at 888-600-0642, and we can get the whey water shipped out to you. We can also, if you'd like to go online, the URL is RevHealth. Let me look at it here. RevHealth.my90forlife.com. So that's RevHealth.my90forlife.com, and that's the URL. Or you can also go to Dr. Pompa's website, drpompa.com, drpompa.com, and under the services tab, there is a link to Beyond Organic, and Beyond Organic is the company that makes the whey water. And you can click there, it'll take you to a page where you can click on a link, and then you can order the product as well online. So either give us a call or go online, and you can get the product and give it a try yourself, because it is amazing. We have experienced the benefits personally, and I've had friends and family do the fast as well through my encouragement, and they've seen some really, really wonderful effects too. So it's something you really have to try yourself.
Yeah, no doubt. And I want to say it's Beyond Organic was the, you know, that was the Jordan's farm name, and I think he's actually changed the name of the actual ranch, but it's more than it's a ranch, actually, not a farm, I guess. But anyways, yeah, it's distributed by a company called Youngevity. You know, Beyond Organic was the original company who still, I guess, technically produces it, comes right off the ranch, but distributed by Youngevity. And so that gets a little confusing because they just changed who distributed. Beyond Organic used to distribute it, you know, and now they don't. So there is that clarification. But yeah, I mean, it's just a great product. So is the Amasi product. Mm-hmm. The plain Amasi is the one that we utilize. And it's, you better spell that for people. It's A-M-A-S-A-I.
Right, yeah.
So Amasi, in the plain Amasi, and you can put, oh, by the way, I want to say this. My gosh, I can't believe I'm thinking of this and not you, Miss Food Prep, because, you know, here's how you can make whey water taste better. Now, listen, I didn't like it at first, okay?
I was going to talk about the taste. I'm wondering.
Yeah, I love cold whey water. I do. However, you can put a little bit of stevia in it and make it completely different. But lemon, organic lemon juice with a little bit of stevia. Oh my gosh, just mixed right in. You can do that during the fast because lemon juice, you know, it really offers, you know, no carbohydrate or anything. But make sure it's organic. You can use a little stevia. And also some of the like almond or vanilla extracts also offer a nice, you know, change of flavor. So some will like it straight up. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I like it plain. Yeah.
See? Yeah, I do too now. I didn't in the beginning. So my heart goes, people are going to be like, oh my gosh. Yeah. But I'm telling you, the lemon juice thing with it, it makes it so refreshing. And and just like you can drink water during the fast as well, of course. So you can pour it over some nice ice and think you're drinking this nice little tart lemonade. So there you go. So glad we remembered that right at the end of the show. Right.
Yes, the flavor, it's a little tangy. It's a clear kind of yellowish liquid, if you're curious. And it has a tangy, it kind of just tastes like watery milk, cheese. That's kind of you would expect as a byproduct of the cheese making process. Sometimes even like a little fresh lime juice is kind of nice with it too. But it has just a natural, really, really nice taste on its own. But you can doctor it up if you need to get it down. And sometimes during the fast, too, you can drink water. Also drinking herbal teas as well if you just want something a little bit more soothing, especially with the weather starting to change, with the seasons changing. I prefer to do the bone broth fasting during the colder seasons. But once it gets cooler, too, sometimes it is nice if you're fasting on the whey water, too, to incorporate like some hot herbal tea with the fast, too, just to keep you warm. Because your body temperature does go down when you're fasting, so sometimes you just want something warm to sip on. So.
Yeah. Doing a four-day fast, you know, periodically. Like I said, she does this in the winter, this in the summer. Remember, read the article Diet Variation, because that's diet variation. Your body thinks it has food, then it doesn't have food. You know, amazing stuff happens when you fast periodically. It slows your life down, yes. You know, but from a hormonal standpoint, amazing things happen when you fast periodically. Whether we talked about daily intermittent fasting, where we don't eat for a certain time, we fast overnight. But these block fasts, as I call them, periodically, I'm telling you, they'll change your life. They really are amazing. So, you know, I have to, you know, launch you here away from fasting here. But, you know, look back and, you know, some of our things on ancient healing, diet variation, watch those episodes. You know, these are healing strategies that we use all the time, and they work, and we've experienced them, just like you said. Next week's show is Meredith, I guess you're joining me again, because it's a topic I know that it's, you know, it's near and dear to your heart. Is, you know, it's these food allergies. We get so many questions on these things, right? I should say the gut is near and dear, but that's typically what they affect first, right? Is people get, you know, this gut reaction to these five foods. So what can we do about it? You know, why is it happening? We're going to discuss that all next week. So we'll see you on that show. Meredith, thank you for joining us.
Ren, thank you. Read the articles as well, drpompa.com, on intermittent fasting. And you can really kind of see it all in print, too.
That's right.
And give us a call if you want to order the product.
Absolutely. Give them a call. Thanks, Meredith. Bye-bye.
Right. Thanks, everyone.
The information shared on today's show can be accessed through our websites, drpompa.com and revelationhealth.com. This Cellular Healing TV episode and past shows are also available for download on iTunes. Help others get real health solutions by liking, reviewing, and sharing our podcasts.